Kuf Mem Ches Ksif Aleph. Keres Meiser B'Secha Regel. L'Chalal L'Bavelis B'Regel. Even though a person buries the mace, and normally immediately after the person buries the mace, Avelis takes effect. Avelis does not take effect during Regel, Chol HaMoed, and Yom Tov. L'Achar Regel Matzcholim Neshiva. So after Yom Tov is over, he starts counting in 7 days. And he keeps the halachas of Avelis. However, but you calculate the shloshim from the day of the kavura, not from the day one of the shiva, is day one of the shloshim, which is normally what happens, because that's the day of the kavura. The day of the kavura is day one for the purposes of the shiva and the shloshim. But over here, day one for the shloshim is the day of the kavura, and day one for the shiva is the first day after Yom Tov. Is that the Mr. Buro? Sivkat Nalev. Besecha Regel. Bein be Yom Tov, bein be Chol HaMoed. Whether he's buries the Nifter on Yom Tov or in Chol HaMoed, there's no Avelis during that point in time. Loicha, although see mitzvahs as say the simplest of Regel, Shua say the Rabin, Zachi Avelis to Rak mitzvah the Yochid. So the Gemara says that the responsibility to be knowing the mitzvah say of simple as a Regel overrides the mitzvah the individual person has to be noig avelis. So even though the Gemara has an opinion which holds that the mitzvah avelis of the first day is a din deraisa, the mitzvah of simchas haregel is also the raisa, and that overrides. So he's not noig as avelis beregel, gimel.
So if a time where there's a nasi, and a nasi is nifter, then that's avelis for the whole kal, so that would be different. Would that be different?
It's a good, interesting question. Pasha the Pshat is it still wouldn't override, because it's more along the lines that each person has an individual mitzvah to be noig avelis for he doesn't have a avelis. He's a chi of kriya and he's a chi of kavod. He doesn't have a avelis for the nasi. There's a chi of kriya, there's a chi of being noy covered by etc. But it's not the mitzvah of avelis. I don't think applies in this. I don't think so. Mekomalkam haner shereilam lahalik kol shiva yalik take it. But the minute that we light a candle which lasts for 7 days, that you start lighting right away. Veinzatoli b'masha regel mavatol avelis shenachal ad lachar regel. That which the Yom Tov overrides Avelis, or it's only Chal after Regel. In the case, so let's say, in other words, the case where the person started keeping Shiva before Yom Tov, so when Yom Tov comes, it's Mavat to the rest of the Shiva, then there still is Noig. Okay, so the same thing over here, which you push it off till after Yom Tov, then there is still Noig. Now, lighting it on Yom Tov, we had before, when we learned Hilchos Yom Tov, he had a problem with lighting on a Yom Tov because it's a nair which you don't have any benefit from. So it's not mutter to light it on Yom Tov. You have to light it before Yom Tov and let it continue to burn through Yom Tov. Or alternatively, if you light it on Yom Tov, you should light it in such a way that you'll be able to benefit from it. And put it in a room where it was dark or something like that, so a person would benefit. but you don't light the nair shiva over the regal period. It shouldn't be in the place where a person normally eats. Or the place where the mace is. We're afraid that by noticing it, the person will come to start talking and say, end up saying a hesped about the mace, which is also to do.
What case are they talking about where they're saying lighting it in the room that the mace is there?
That would be before the kavura, right?
But you're not. So you start lighting it immediately, even though you haven't buried them.
The minig is light right away, actually. Uh-huh. So now it's lav dafka the room where you eat. It means the point of the room where a person normally spends his day. If the nair is there, it's going to remind him, and he starts talking about the nifter, and that's, he's giving this whole harangue about the p'tira, and that will minimize the simple yom tov. So the proper thing to do is to put it off into a side place. Yadi Mokam Shein Erlun Shom. Hankim Shein Nehena Lor Zeklau. But we, our minhag is not to use that light for any other purpose. So, therefore, Lo Yadlik Batsav Yom Tov. You cannot light it on Yom Tov. Because you're lighting a ner, it's a ner like a ner shabbatola, but you can't light a yom tiv. It's a ner which doesn't have a tzarech yom tiv. Okay, el ayalei akum, but we do allow you to light ayalei akum. So, even though normally a mir lakum and such a thing will be also because of the we say because of the. That's what I'm looking for. Not the, you know, the emotional discomfort of not lighting the nair that a person feels they have to light. So, so it's. Excuse me. So we're mekel on the mir la'akum. We're going to mekel let the person light. What's the argument? Because midaraisa havora, like many mishanim, havora is muti when it's not litzarech. It's only rabbanon. So it's the shul's a mokum mitzar, mokum tsar, and it's mutter. Mana shloshim yom kavura. You count 7 days from yom kavura. Now Shabura says over here like this: Moshin etzeres and aneshav rak bezer rak yom echod. Moshin etzeres counts it 1 day. So we'll see over there. That we're going to see in a case later on, that there's a case where we count Shmini Atzeres because Shmini Atzeres is a Yom Tov, and in some ways it's comparable to the Yom Tov Sukkos. The Yom Tov Sukkos counts for 7 days of the. In a case where a person was noig Shiva before Yom Tov, but not Shloshim. So he started sitting Shiva after Yom Kippur before Sukkot. So when it comes Sukkot, the Shiva stops. Then he has the seven days of Sukkot count towards the Shloshim. So, but we cheshbon it as if he kept 7 days before Yom Tov, but he kept 7 days on Yom Tov. Okay, so now it's ready. He's ready holding by Hoshana Rabbah. He's kept the equivalent of 14 days of the Shloshim. Now, over there in that halacha, we'll see later on, Shmini Atzeres counts as if it's 7 days. Because it's like a whole Yom Tov for itself, it's 7 days long. So now, by Shmini Atzeres, he's holding 21 days into his Shloshim.
So Yom Tov ends Shloshim.
Yom Tov ends Shloshim if you started Shloshim before Yom Tov.
Oh, yeah. You said that.
But in case he started Shiva, between Yom Kippur and Sukkot.
Oh, Sukkot interrupts Shiva.
But
it ends Shiva also.
Well, it ends the Shiva, but not the Shloshim. In that case, you didn't start Shloshim before Yom Tov.
You didn't start Shloshim before. Oh, because Shloshim.
He was going into Yom Tov in the middle of Shiva, so the Shloshim didn't start yet. He's still in the Shiva. So the Shiva will the Yom Tov will end the Shiva, and now it commences the Shloshim.
Oh, I thought Shiva was part of Shloshim.
The Shiva ends in the morning.
No, so Shiva doesn't end in the morning. Shiva ends. That's only on the seventh day. You say Mitzvah Yom Kippur.
Oh, okay.
So the Shiva ends. Yom Tov ends the Shiva. That means an hour before Yom Tov, 2 hours before Yom Tov, you're allowed to get ready and start, you know, getting ready for Yom Tov. So that's a situation where he didn't start the Shloshim beforehand. So it doesn't end the Shloshim; just ends the Shiva. Shiva is part of the 30 days. But he didn't start being noig what's called gzeir shloshim or the kanam shloshim yet. It's not mavato shloshim. But Chazal said that we look at it as if the days have passed. Have counted like 7 days have passed. So when Sukkot is mavato shiva, let's say he started sitting shiva on yud beis. So he said shiva on yud beis and yud gimel and yud aled. So 3 days. It's counted as if he said 7 days. So now he's holding on the fourth day after the Petir is already said he had 7 days. And that was the eighth day. Tesvav Tisha will be the eighth day in regards to the calculation of Shloshim. And you count 7 days, Tesvav through Chaf Aleph. Right? The first day, so it's Tel Hoshana Rabbah, 7 days. So now he's as if he's counted 14 days of Shiva. then we get to Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres counts as 7 days. So he's not holding by Chof. He started sending Shemun Yud Beis Tishrei. He's holding by Chof Beis Tishrei. 21 days of his Shoshim have passed in Halacha. So Moser now is day 22. After Simchas Torah is over, in Yisroch Chag, he goes into his Shloshim mode for 7 days. By the end of the month, his Shloshim is over, even though he started sitting Shiva on Yud Beis.
7 days?
Right. It would be 8 days. But
nine days.
8 days.
Nine days?
But the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here, but in the case where he didn't start anything before Yom Tov, even though Yom Tov counts towards the Shloshim, Shmini Atzeres only counts as 1 day. Shmini Atzeres had an extra rak, but that rak Yom Echad. For this purpose, it counts as 1 day.
Can I go back for a minute? So, if Shiva would normally end on Shabbos, it doesn't end early on Friday? You have to wait? Just right before...
Correct. I mean, well, then right before, you know, a few hours, 2 hours there, but beforehand.
I mean, Shmini Atzeres only counts as 1 day.
It only counts as 1 day.
1 day for Shlosh?
Of the 1 day of the 30 days. As opposed to counting as 7 days. So he's mother shloshim yom yom kippur, and the night with shloshim he calls every shloshim, and then after, so in this case he buried the person during Chol HaMoed, he buried the his relative during Chol HaMoed, so he starts counting 30 days from the day of the kibura, he starts keeping shiva after Yom Tov, and he continues. The 30 days with all of the lachos of shloshim. What's the lachos of shloshim? Kol gzeira shloshim. Hey, dana begiluach betisparis. He doesn't shave. He doesn't cut his hair. Rechitza becham. He doesn't wash in warm water. But the one from maybe are they behilchos avelus. So all that continues for the 30 days. It's regular. But 30 days is instead of being counted from the day he starts his shiva, it's counted from the day of the kibur, which could be. Many days before the Shiva, because the Shiva was only after Yom Tov, and the Kippur was on Chol HaMoed. Okay. Okay, Beis. B'mekam Hashoshim Shnei Yomim Tovim. So, in a place where they keep 2 days Yom Tov, in Chutz La'aretz, in other words. Moed HaShiva Yom Tov Sheni HaAcharon. So the Shiva starts on the second day of the 7 days. So it's the day of if the Kavura was on the Chol HaMoed Pesach, Shmini of Pesach is day one of the Shiva. During Sukkot, Simchas Torah is day one of the Shiva. Even though the person doesn't keep any of the halachos of avelus, doesn't sit, and etc. All the halachos of avelus don't apply during Simchas Torah or during Shmini Esrei Pesach. But hol midivrei, since it's only mirabanan, elulam in a minyan, we count it towards the 7 days. So he counts his calculation of loyaleno. He starts. Simchas Torah counts as day one. And he starts sitting a veilus, and he sits for 6 days, which means he gets up on the 6th day in the morning. Okay.
Where is it midi for him?
Yom Tov, Sheyem Tov Shagoli is the 2nd day Yom Tov is Rabbanim.
Right. But where did they say that you start the Shiva on the 2nd day of the on the extra day?
Where the more say it?
Yeah, right.
Is it more in the Mar-Ton?
But how do
you... Okay. The more could go through this whole conversation back and forth. But that's how the Rishonim come out of the Gemara. I got him Yom Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah Oilu L'minyan Shiva Amir Adeya Simish and Sadi Tesip Yigim of Agos. Now Yom Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah is different than the other regular Yom Sheni Shal Golius. It's more Chomer. So he says that you should take a look over the Yom Day. The Mishpura is going to point out that there's nothing there over the Yom Day about this. Okay. Yom Sheni Shal Achron Vov. So the second day of the first days of Pesach, Tezai and Nissen is, I mean, so if it's not Yantav, it's Cholamoy, it's a right, there's no din avelus. But Chaf Beis, which is only the Rabbanan, that counts towards the calculation of the Shiva. The Meir Bezeh Asif, the Shemesh Vesecha Regal, this halacha that you don't keep a veil is on the Yomtiv Sheni Shogolius Ha'achron, i.e., the 8th day of Pesach or the Simchus Torah. This whole time a case where the Nifter was Nifter, it was buried during Chol HaMoed, earlier on. However, if the nifter was nifter and buried on the last day of Yom Tov, he is Yom Rishon of Avelis is deraisa, and this Yom is only drabonon. So the Shulchan Aruch Shita is that he's noig Avelis on that day. So since we're noig that we do bury. Ayyad Yaakov, we do bury or it could be into Sheni, you don't mean Ayyad Yaakov, but we're Armenic Ayyad Yaakov. We bury a mace on Yom Tov in cases where it's possible. It's possible that they could bury a Nifter on Simchus Torah. The veiling would be Noeg Avelis on Simchus Torah, according to the Shulchan Aruch. So you do keep a Avelis on Yom Tov. So that was saying you don't keep a veil on Yom Tov Sheni. So in a case where there was the Ptira and the Kavura were Chol HaMoed, so when it comes ready to Yom Tov Sheni, it's not a veil is the rice, it's a veil is the Rabbanon. So the Yom Tov Rabbanon overrides the veil is the Rabbanon. But even so, it counts for the 7 days. Elam in a minyan. The second day counts for the 7 days. So Mishabura says that we passing that Yom Tov Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah does count the 7 days the same way the other Yom Tov Shenis count. I'm your day, Siv Kattes. I'm your day, Tosafer Hu. The Maramachim gives it to Obidash and Tzadi Gimel, Sevri Gimel, Hagos doesn't talk about this issue. But the Maisi says that the we pass in that Yom Tov Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah is like other Yom Tov Shenis for this purpose.
So all of them in a minute means
it counts in the 7 days. Counts towards the calculation of the count of the 7 days. Okay. Gimel. Kervis Mesa Beyom Tov Sheni Shal Golius. Shu Yom Tov Achron. Okay, so it's in the second day of the 2 days of Yom Tov, which is the 8th day of Pesach, or what we call Simchus Torah. We have the Sheni Shel at Seris, or on the second day of Shavuos. So the Mecharba says, "Noig ba'avelus im hoye oisa yom misa kavura." In the case where it was yom misa and kavura, they both took place on the same day, misa and kavura. So then there is a din avel. A person would keep avelus on that day. Hoyel b'yom tov Sheni midivreim, since Yom Tov is only derabanan. Yom Tov Sheni is only derabanan. Avelus Yom Rishon Shel Torah, and the halacha of keeping avelus on the first day, if it's the first day of both of the Maisa, you don't set a veil until after the kavura. But if it's also the yamisa, so that's the first day. Mikredin. So then Yom Kippur is the Raisa, was the same day as the Yom Misa. So in that situation, so it's the Raisa, so Yitcha Seishal Direi, and Mimnei Aseishal Torah. So the mitzvah, the Rabbanon of keeping Simchas Yom Tov Mirabbanon, the day they added, is overridden by the mitzvah, the Raisa of Avelis. Avim Kabur, Oysa B'yom Tov Shenish Al Rosh Hashanah, and Anog by Avelis, Shashneim K'yom Orech. However, the exception is the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which was, it wasn't just a Chumra Darbanah, it was Ikra Tekana. We give it, it's all part of the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, and therefore we don't look at this independently, and you can't, the Din Avelis can't override it. He said that that's not true, that we don't allow the person to, we don't allow her, he's not chayiv, and we don't allow a person to be minhag avelus on Yom Tov, even Yom Tov Sheni. Okay. Shavur Yud, Sakat Yud. So it says, cover Mesoi. What's Mesoi mean? His mace. He points out that's some of the seven relatives that a person would have a chiyuv to have a velus for. Davka Shiva Mesoi Mitzvah, Shema for Rosh and Batara. So it's a spouse, a husband to a wife, and wife to a husband, mother and a father, brother and sister, a son and a daughter. That which they added on, there's people that the Chavim added on, so those only be Rabbonin, and that would not be Nayag on Yom Tov Sheni. I think what he's referring to. We don't keep those any nowadays. Achiv me'imoy, achosim me'imoy, achosim me'aviv, which is married, and isha the baal is the rabbanon. So those wouldn't be noeg. Once a sister is married, Miraisa, there's no din avelus. So there's something they add Mirabonin. Which is the Yom Tov Sheni, which is also the last day of Yom Tov, Ha'achron, the last day of the last days. Mashay can be Yom Tov Sheni, Shalgolius, with Kilis Pesach, Chag, Ligur, Michal, Amoid. That's the Raisa. The mitzvah symbols are regular, it's the whole Yom Tov, including Chol Amoid. So the mitzvah of the rice of Avelis does not override the mitzvah of the rice of Simchas Yom Tov. But it's the Yom Tov. Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golius of the last day, it's on their bonnet. It says in the case where it came out on that day, it was Yom Misa and Kavur together, so then it's the Yom Tov, it's the Din Avelis the rice, and that overrides Yom Tov the Rabbanon. Yom Misa Kavur Abli Miesmo. If the person died on the first day of the last days, let's say Shemini Atzeres, Medikri Yom Achron, he was buried on Simchas Torah. Over there, that day Yom Kippur Midibrei Sefrim, Be'en Adoicha Yom Tov Aval Pish Hurak Midibrei Sefrim. So then the chiyuv of Avelis on that day is not the Raisa, because only the Raisa was the same day as the Misa, and the Kippur and the Misa the same day. So that chiyuv avelus is not the raisa. If he's nifter on our scenario, he's nifter on the 22nd of Tishrei. He's buried on the 23rd of Tishrei. So he does not keep avelus on the 23rd of Tishrei. Whereas in a case where he'd be nifter on the 23rd of Tishrei, which is simple service, so then. He would keep Avelis then, according to Mechaber. Ishal Tara. The made he's here at Tara Latamei Lekrevim Afil Kahanim. There's a mitzvah for a person to take care of the kibur of the nifter, for a relative. Even the person's a kohen, he's normally also to matam himself to meis. He's a mitzvah to matam himself to meis. Koshken the Yisraelim chayav matam the kravim. Kol hu kadesh shlo ye imonu mihlisabel oleim. Shemino the b'yam miyusa chayav lisabel oleim. And the reason why there's a chayav is because that's part of your responsibility to mourn for the person, to take care of burying him and then mourn for him. So that indicates that the veil is the rice. Yudalid Ramos says, however, that not everybody agrees with this, and they said we don't keep a veil on the second day of Yom Tov. They know the time of the Shiril the feel of veil is your mission. Hurakmin Rabbanon, chen simchus haregel adifa the humitzah shalrabim. They disagree with the drasha, and they hold that veil is even your mission is only to Rabbanon. So therefore, we're not according to their opinion. It would not override the Yom Tov to Rabban. Dalit. Desher Marner shall cover Mesa Beregel, the Chalal of Avelis. That which he said, that a person who buried one of his relatives during Yom Tov, Avelis does not take effect till after Yom Tov, he only sits Shiva afterwards. However, Hani Mili, the worm shall for Hesya. That's things which would be noticeable. They're literally public, and therefore, in order, in the deference to the simplest Yom Tov, you can't be doing those things on Yom Tov. Of the worm shebetzina noeg, things which are an expression of private expression of avelis, those things would be noeg on Yom Tov. Okay, so we'll see what that means. So the avelis doesn't take effect, and so he doesn't change his clothing. The bashar ovel mishana beregel. So, a person who started a regal before the regal, and then regal came. So he doesn't put on big day Yom Tov, according to the minig of the Ramah. The Gra argues and says not like that. That a person, but according to the Ramah, the person who's teich shiva is a mushal. Person's teich shiva comes Shabbos. According to the Ramah, he doesn't sit avelus, he doesn't wear Shabbos begadim. According to the Gra, he does. So the same thing over here, by Reg will be the same argument. He's saying that this person, avelus, doesn't take effect of him, he doesn't keep any dinim avelus of for Hesya. He says, even though the Shar Oval, according to the Shita of the Ramah, is Mishana Beregel, does not wear normal clothing, this person will be more lenient. He didn't set a veilus at all, so he does not keep wear begotim of his nine yom tov begotim on the regal. The person doesn't change his spot in basic classes because he had not done so before yom tov. So changing a little Yom Tov would be considered a veilus before Hestia. That which he's in a different place, that becomes now his machm is mashun already, so that's not considered expressing a veilus. But the act of changing is considered expressing a veilus before Hestia. Until Mechalamoid, Beyam Rishon, Shemais Lameis, and Leil Basim and Lamed Ches, Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Tetzayan, So now, a person who is noyik to wear tefillin chol hamoed, but normally the law is that a person who is karber mesa does not wear tefillin on the first day. So what about a case where he was karber mesa beregel, and he wears tefillin chol hamoed? Should he put on tefillin or not? So you say that not wearing tefillin, let's say in a bunker where the standard was everybody wore tefillin, the like a bedlam for Hesia. So he was in the shul, everybody else in the whole, was wearing a tefillin, he's not wearing tefillin. So he said, this card should be also. So he says, he sends you back that the, over there he says that the person does wear. Because, what's the reason? So the Magen Rambam says the issue isn't the Velt Rav Hesia. The Magen Rambam says that the reason why Elba doesn't wear tefillin the first day is because we darshan that the first day you put Efer Tachas Pe'er. Efer and Pe'er are the same letters. So the tefillin is the Pe'er. The first day, because of the, it's not proper that a person who's sitting in a state of Avelis and wallowing in his Avelis, she's putting on the crown. So he has Efer, ash on his head instead of Pe'er. But since the Chol HaMoed, the Ma'aser, we're not knowing Avelis in general, so he's not wearing Efer, so there's no reason why he can't put, he shouldn't put on the Pe'er. Okay. Shebetzina, so what's called Dor Shebetzina? Hanan Rechitza B'chamin, even a person washes himself, nobody can tell what color, what temperature water you're using. That's not called Velas Befer Hesia. Betashmish, having relations with a wife, with a person's wife. Betalma Torah, learning Torah. A person can choose to learn things which are permitted to learn. Nebuchadnezzar Velas also, all these things, Velas affects them. These things, the veilus would be noyig. The Yeshua term of Talmud Torah, some say Talmud Torah already is mutter because that's considered somewhat for Hesia. People say a person, come back, come linyan lalas, the Torah, but regal, except for the minyan of Kareem, near the Chachila, and a Kadai. However, to give an aliyah, or to count him to, as one of the members of the minyan for laning, it would be proper that he shouldn't be counted because he's not really, shouldn't be laning. Hey. So the loch is loyal laning when immediately after a mace is nifter, so the relatives who have responsibility to bury him go into a state called aninus. So aninus has in it two dinim. Aninus is a din deraisa. It applies to a kohen, the kohen who's oved avoided the base of mikdash when he's an oinen, the word is posel, except the kohen gadol who can be noyeg as he when he's an oinen. A. B. The person who is an onion can't eat Meister Sheni, and therefore the person who is an aninus also can't eat from Kabbanus. So the Gabi Dine Kachim aninus is relevant. The Gabi other halachas, the second halacha of aninus kicks in, that a person who is an onion is parted from doing mitzvahs. Mitzvahs asay. He's mechuyev mitzvahs lois asay. He's not chayav an asay. So we had before that he eats bread. He doesn't make a bracha of matzah lechem in oritz. He doesn't make a bracha of al tizdan. But he has to wash his hands because it comes to isurim. There's an isur to eat the bread without having your hands with your hands being tamei. So he has to wash his hands. So even though he has to do a positive act, the isur of the issue is a negative. It's a prohibition. You may not eat the bread without washing your hands. So all those things he's mechuyev doing. He can't do any averes, but he's not chayav in mitzvahs. So really the two halachas are independent. One is because of the state of pain that he's in, etc., does not allow him to be kosher for these purposes, etc. And the second halacha is a halacha practically he's a mitzvah, is part of a mitzvah. Chazal said, we're going to put on every oinin a status of the, he's busy taking care of the kavura of his nifter. And because of the kavura of the nifter, we gave everybody who's an oinin that status. So every oinin is busy. And therefore, he's potter min mitzvah. So, since you can bury a mace in Chol HaMoed, so ninus would be chal in Chol HaMoed. Ninus in the sense of that a person is potter from other mitzvahs. So he doesn't make a bracha when he eats, etc. All of that would take effect in Chol HaMoed. And he does not by she mesler mesbis chalamayt also, but the worm shana and also behem. He can't do all the things an iron can't do. There are some limitations. Chazal said that the iron doesn't eat meat and drink wine. But the reason for that also is he should be focused on taking care of the mace. We mace be yomtiv. The person died on yomtiv. We had a ritual cover of yomtiv. He's not going to bury him that day. In a love of dinaninus. So on Shabbos, there's no aninus because the person can't really take care of the needs of burying on Shabbos. Same thing with yomtiv. Basically, he plans to bury him on yomtiv. So he's been oisik in the mitzvah of kavur on yomtiv. So then the ninus would take effect on yomtiv also, as the Shulchan Aruch will end with. The one to say that the case of ninus, which would be effective on yomtiv, the case where he's not burying on yomtiv, but he needs to travel immediately after yomtiv to take care of the tzarchei meis. So there's a halacha we had before that a person in that situation is allowed to go out to the end of the tchum to be ready immediately after Shabbos or Yom Tov to proceed further. So that travel is already part of the tzarchei meis. So he's also b'mitzah. That's a mitzvah, part of the mitzvah. When he starts going out to be machshik, so he's considered an einan and he's potter from mitzvahs. When meis be yomtiv sheni purotzel kavur be yom, if he's planning to mamish bury me yomtiv, or be yomtiv rishon purotzel kavur al yedei yeni yehudi, so chal alav aninus will take effect to him on yomtiv. So it's a good riddle. Where there be the aninus on yomtiv when he's burying a meis on yomtiv? The dinaninus. Let's hold Mishnah Berurah here. So Mishnah Berurah Yud Zayin. It's around as a regular Tuesday night.